Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
We occupy the same space, but we occupy radically different times at this moment in time. One way of looking at it is, so William Gibson's trilogy, there is in that trilogy, there is an event called the jackpot. What the jackpot is never truly explained, but it serves as a fundamental temporal border. So history, if it is to make sense as pre-jackpot and post-jackpot. And patriots of a present to defend their temporal mountain ranges, because outside of it, there is only noise. One way of defining the boundary is by prediction. If you can predict the harvest of olives, and no one else can predict the harvest of olives, then you can buy the land on which the olives stand for a low price. You then have a monopoly on the olive harvest when it comes, as you knew it would. It is an art often practiced by cities when they are in want of money. They make a monopoly of provisions. My jackpot is the 1755 Lisbon earthquake. My jackpot is the Grindelwald perpetuation. My jackpot is the sewage. My jackpot is a beautiful map of the sky. My jackpot is the sunspot high. My jackpot is the 29th of Frimaire, day of the olive harvest. My jackpot is the 19th of Frimaire, day of the pomegranate. My jackpot is the 10th of Messidor, day of the sickle. My jackpot is the 29th of Thermidor, day of cotton. My jackpot is the 8th of Germinal, day of daffodil.
Nobody knows I'm down here. Oh God, I'm lonely. Oh no, I'm hungry. Can't even see me. What is it? Such a burden. Stupid heavy stone. Thank you.
So in about like 4 years ago, there was a two hitmen in a small city in China where they were really at odds with each other, because they were trying to be the biggest real estate developers in this city. Nanning was the name of the city, and they hated each other. There was a big legal dispute, and one of them takes out a contract to get the other one killed. So he hires an assassin, and this assassin agrees to do it and takes the money, and then doesn't do it. Instead of going back to the guy that hired him, he goes to another assassin, gives him the money instead, well, half of it in advance. But then the next assassin does the same thing and also decides not to do it, and he goes to another assassin, again gives him half in advance. The money's just halving each time. Goes to the third one, goes to a fourth assassin, who then goes to a fifth one. By this point, the money is just a really small, kind of insulting amount. And he thinks, well, what's the point? What's the point in doing that? That's incredibly risky. So I'll just go to the guy that I'm supposed to kill and explain the situation, and maybe we could split the money, not that it's that much, and we could, fake his death, and then it's all right, it'll all be all right. And the real estate developer who's supposed to be killed actually does agree to fake his death with this very low-paid hitman. And then they all get caught and all go to jail.
I am become. I am become.
Which involves everyone, which includes me.
But I want to be very clear and to set the record straight. This has not happened in the past.
We are all in this together on a day-to-day basis.
I take full responsibility for the actions that I took and the decisions I made, which were entirely appropriate to the best of my knowledge.
I want to be as helpful as possible. I'm just going to have a sip of water.
In explaining why we ultimately could not prevent what has ultimately come to be, and I do take responsibility for these actions, which have not happened in the past and not happened since.
With the benefit of hindsight, where did it start?
Mistakes were made.
None of us get the opportunity to turn back the clock.
With the benefit of hindsight, would I have done things differently?
Yes.
Yes, I would.
We live in a world.
And so do the other organizations in our sector.
And these problems are not limited to our organization.
This is the world in which all of us are engaged.
I want to be as helpful as possible. Just going to have some water.
And then I ought to answer your questions.
It is regrettable that these reports have significant consequences.
As a result, I truly appreciate the opportunity I have here to set the record straight.
I want to be very clear and set the record straight. This has not happened in the past and has not happened since.
And And then I want to respond to your questions.
As a result, I appreciate you set the record straight. Then I want to respond to your questions.
Like you, I feel horrible.
But like they say, sometimes it's brightest before dusk. No one has more incentive to see us succeed than I do.
We eat up all the prospects that are available to us.
And then we kind of backfill that way. We continually strengthened our record as the most trusted and dependable provider of services, including, of course, lumber.
Lumber and transportation.
Trade shows, B2B primarily.
Overspillage.
Break bulk.
Supply chain financing.
Talent, which is at the core of everything we do.
People.
People. Modeling.
Negative. Clamping.
And real estate, of course.
Real estate.
So many people need so many rooms. A scruffy-faced dog is swimming like a dolphin. A real professional. Buildings of Miami, they age more quickly than their owners. I am the man who doesn't know how to keep his money dry. Keep the money dry, keep the money dry, keep the money dry. In Miami, the bank is built on top of a hill. It's a beautiful hill. Very beautiful, with 360 ocean views, pearly white bluffs. It's such a beautiful hill to come home to. Powered by
100% solar and wind.
Powered by
100% food waste.
Powered by the goodness of everyone.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.